There's a story about St. Philip Neri, who had a strong devotion to the Holy Spirit, and so he actually prayed for the gift of the Holy Spirit every day. It wasn't a day that he missed praying for the Holy Spirit. During the Feast of Pentecost, as he was praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit, he described that he felt a sudden inrush of the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden he saw this globe of fire come down from the sky, and it came through his mouth, and it entered into his heart. And as some of you may know, his heart literally expanded so much that it actually broke his ribs, and it was almost the size of a fist, this big. The reason why we know this is because as they were doing the autopsy on his body, they noticed that his fourth and fifth ribs were broken. Truly, the Holy Spirit had descended upon him in a new way to literally expand his love for God and for others. So like St. Philip Neri, the gospel today is encouraging us to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit so that he may increase our desires for God and not for the things of this world. This gospel is interesting because it's not just asking us to pray with a general persistence. It's actually inviting us to pray constantly for a particular divine gift. Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given." As a teacher, or as you guys know, it, you know, is a pronoun. Like, what does that refer to? What is this it that he's talking about? And actually, he will reveal later on, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? That is the gift that he's talking about. So it becomes clear that St. Luke is trying to tell us to pray for the Holy Spirit and not just for material things. How many of us would have preferred St. Luke to say, how much more will the Heavenly Father give a brand new yacht to those who ask him? Or a Nissan GTR? Or maybe even a new hip? St. Luke is not saying that these material things are bad in and of themselves, but he's trying to reorient our priorities so that we put first things first. If you compare this same text in Luke with St. Matthew's text in chapter 7, you'll find an interesting difference. Matthew's text says, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? So what Jesus is trying to emphasize in this gospel is that he's trying to say that we should focus not on just the good things, because we might misinterpret good things as material things, material goods, which are not bad in and of themselves. But when they become the sole focus of our lives, then these good things can become bad things if they're the only thing. So we should, if we have needs, we should pray for them. We should pray for others as well. But if they become our sole focus, then that's when they disorient our heart. Remember the parable of the rich fool who tore down his barn to build bigger ones for his grain. Notice what Jesus says. He says, you fool, this very night, the things you have prepared, whose will they be? Or the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And as Abraham was comforting Lazarus in heaven, he was speaking to the rich man in Hades, and he said, remember that during your lifetime, you received your good things and Lazarus' evil things. Notice how these good things actually become the cause of judgment for those who abuse their material goods by putting them above God and above others. Therefore, St. Luke and Jesus also tells us, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but to lose his soul? When we pray, God desires that we ask for nothing less than the Holy Spirit, because he desires that we receive the very gift of his self in love. Listen to what Pope Benedict wrote in his encyclical Spe Salvi, which is also called Saved by Hope. Man, including men and women, was created for greatness, for God himself. He was created to be filled by God, but his heart is too small for the greatness to which it is destined. It must be stretched. By delaying his gift, God strengthens our desire. Through desire, he enlarges our soul, and by expanding it, he increases its capacity for receiving him. May we earnestly desire his presence more than his presence, the giver more than his gifts. May we desire the gift of God's Spirit, who will stretch our hearts, just as he stretched the heart of St. Philip Neri, so that we may be ready to receive the gift of God's self as we approach the Eucharist.